Hello.
Oh, hi, Denny. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm doing great. I got your message, and I think you had a question about separating it so that it doesn't conflict with the Brightview Construction website, right?
Yeah. Is there a way we can do that?
Yeah, we can, and we could even set up a separate website for the roofing, if you like. And then,
yeah,
like you said, it would just require a different address, and the phone number is not a problem because we can do the call tracking number, so that already would be different, you know?
Yeah.
But do you have a separate address that you could use for the roofing?
Yeah, can I use my home address? Or?
Yep. What Google does for a home-based business is they'll just hide the address once it's verified. So it'll show up as Brightview Roofing in your city and state, but the actual street address would be blocked out.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
So, question. I have it where Brightview is one word. Is that the way it's supposed to be?
It is.
Okay. That's what I thought. And then the V is capitalized, right?
Correct.
Okay. So for Brightview Roofing, I'll do it the same, but do you want anything else on there, like Inc. or LLC, or do you want to just keep it simple and do Brightview Roofing?
Brightview Roofing. What's your thoughts on that?
My thought is I like it when people keep it more simple. Now, someone, you know, sometimes people will say I have an incorporation or an LLC and it has to be on there, and that's fine. It's a preference. We can do it, you know. But I always think, when somebody finds you on the first page, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and credible and you can get the job done rather than if you have an Inc. or an LLC. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So
I guess Brightview Roofing would be fine. So, and listen, this stays between you and I. I'm the sales rep for this company. I've known Rob for years. His son, Damien, actually owns the company, Brightview. Rob used an old friend to do the other website, and what's going on with that, I don't know. I know there's a whole lot of money that's been, like, over $7,000 has been paid into it. I don't doubt the artistic capabilities of Artero. He mainly he deals with big companies, and he gives you the names, and he sounds really impressive in all of this, but he's not even at phase two in this thing yet. So
We
haven't had a phone call yet from that website, but every meeting that we have, he tells us how good the website's doing because how much traffic has been driven there, and he shows, you know, there's 600 more people that's looked, but nobody's calling. It hasn't generated a single lead yet.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem with fancy websites. I've talked to a lot of business owners over the years, and sometimes they're in your situation where they have this amazing website with all the bells and whistles on it, and you can, you know, just imagine all the different content and links and pictures and videos, but then they tell me they've never gotten one client from it. And that happens, you know, because if a site isn't compliant with the search engines, it'll never, ever get ranked, right? So that's the nice thing about the sites that we build, and the one that we'll include for Brightview Roofing is they're highly rankable sites, and they're put together by the Google certified technicians. So they'll help you get that exposure that you need to bring the clients in. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
Yeah. Thanks for relaying that to me, though. That's a really good piece of knowledge.
So that's just,
you know,
a little inside knowledge between you and I, and I don't, you know, obviously it can't come up, but Rob, my crew is currently doing a roof about less than a mile from my house. Rob is the money man, so he's finishing up in a few minutes. He lives a mile away from me. My plan from here, I know you need to get payment. I want to meet up with Rob here within the next hour or so, call you so he can, I don't know what steps you need from me. Is there any other info besides, like, a credit card for payment or whatever that you need from me?
We would do the credit card, and then we would do a voice verification recording. And then after that, there would be a second appointment where one of our technicians would call you to go over the keywords, the service area, building the website, and getting you placed. That's about a 20-minute appointment. And it sounds to me like Rob's going to be just the one paying for it, but you're going to be the one in charge of kind of setting it all up, right?
Yeah. He even wants me to use, like, my other cell phone number from the company as the main number, because he's kind of letting me have this as my own separate marketing thing.
Oh, that's nice.
He's going to continue to work with Artero. And, again, I didn't say it's a knock Artero. He's not even at phase two. I know the guy knows what he's doing. I just don't, you know, I'm, we're in, and I don't expect overnight results. We're just we're trying to get something to happen a little bit quicker, so.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, that's why that $500 package is going to be great for you, because that has the Google Ads bundled with it, and you'll be getting traction a lot quicker than, you know, waiting for just the Google Business Profile to get verified and optimized. That's a process. So with this, you'll get the best of both worlds. So that's the package you wanted, right? $499 monthly with the $99 setup fee. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so let me just put here. What's the address that you're going to use, which would be your residence, right?
Yeah, 937 mm-hmm. Progress Avenue.
Got it.
Lincoln Park, Michigan. It's Lincoln Park.
Got it.
Park. Yep.
Okay.
Zip code is 48146.
48146. And then you don't have a domain for this Brightview Roofing yet, do you?
I don't know what all they have for it. So
okay,
Brightview. I think it's Bright. If I'm not mistaken, it's all under Brightview Construction. I am not sure though. I don't.
But we're gonna separate it. So rather than having Brightview Construction, the leads for the roofing go through that site, we'll have it go through the site that we're building. So hopefully, best case scenario, brightviewroofing.com is available, and that way my technician can grab it for you when they call you, right? So it's not going to cost you extra for us to do the site, but just in case you don't have a domain, we'll, you know, get a good one for you that matches your business. And
okay.
Then you said that this is the phone number that you would be using to forward your client call to you, or no?
Yeah, not the one I'm currently on. I got a separate phone number for you.
Okay, so let me put this one. I'll put this one in the cell phone field, so in case we have to text you or something, you can still get it. But what's the line that you want the client calls to go to?
734-363-5561.
734-363-5561, right?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, but go ahead. You had a question?
Yeah, so let's say the Brightview Construction .com or brightviewroofing.com is taken. Is it as simple as making it brightviewroofingllc.com? Can we switch something and still get a domain?
Exactly. Yes, that's what they'll check when they call you later today to do the client interview. They'll go over the available domain options, and if the LLC is available, they'll grab it. Or if, you know, you might want to get brightviewroofing.net or .org, you know, so depending on what's available, they'll, you know, give you the options when they call you later, and then you can kind of decide which one's going to work best for you. And if the LLC's on there, you're very, very smart to say, okay, in that case, we would change the business listing to show LLC. That way everything matches, you know, because with Google, consistency is key. If, you know, you have some listings that don't have the LLC and other ones that do, sometimes that throws a red flag, you know, so it's very smart to have everything consistent and matching, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, so let me just indicate here that we're putting the site in, and then I can do a promo so you wouldn't have to pay extra for it. And then are you going to do the payment right now, or are you going to wait for when we talk to Rob?
I gotta get with Rob, so.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so give me one second here.
You want me to just call you back? I'm going to meet him within.
Yeah, I'm just gonna look up something else here and see if Google Guaranteed is available in your area. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
Nope.
Okay, so it's a brand new program that Google rolled out about May of last year, and it's a pay-per-lead program on Google. And how it differs from typical pay-per-lead programs is, you know, I don't know if you've ever tried a lead service in the past, but those types of companies will sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, right? Meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. So with this, it's an exclusive lead that would only come to you. And in order to participate, you would have to pass a background check. So he's licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, I assume, right?
Yeah, he is. We're all by the book. We're a preferred contractor with Owens Corning, too. So they did the background check. You got to have references. Your credit has to be in good standing, all of that good stuff.
Oh, and he passed that already?
Yeah, well, that's already passed. So we just got a preferred letter from Owens Corning. I think it's been 2 weeks or something like that now. So, but we
excellent.
We got the certificate from them to advertise as a preferred contractor now.
Excellent. Okay, good. So you're not going to have any problem passing the background check that they would run for you for the Google Guaranteed. And once you pass, the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is that Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So if somebody hires you through that, you know, Google Guaranteed section,
yeah,
they would, you know, if they, you know, you did a ton of work for them and somewhere down the road there's a discrepancy and they're asking for their money back, Google would get involved and refund the client up to $2,000 of what they paid you. So it's nice to have that added insurance. You know, I rarely ever see someone that needs it because usually it's reputable companies that we're putting in that section, you know.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah,
nice that you have that added protection. So all that we would charge to participate in it would be a one-time application fee of $250. And then once he passes the background check, that application process typically takes 4 to 8 weeks. In his situation, since you've already passed, you know, with that other company, then I would say it would pass more around the 4 week mark, okay? Once it passes, they would call you and they would say, okay, congratulations, you've passed the background check and we're ready to activate your lead budget. So the leads would only be $110.67 each, and the activation budget would equal 13 leads within the month. So they would say, okay, if you're ready to start the leads flowing, we're going to charge $1,443. Now, that $1,443 acts like an escrow account, so you don't have to take on 13 leads a month, meaning let's say that he only takes on 5.
I know where you're going, to get carry over into the next month.
Right, and the next month you would just pay for the 5 that you took. You wouldn't have to pay another 13, or if you want to take more, you can take more, and the next month they would just charge you accordingly. You know what I mean? So the difference that this would be from that and those typical lead programs is Google will not sell the lead to anybody and everybody out there. It would only come to you, and you're only charged for it if it's an actual lead. So sometimes those lead companies, they'll tell me, you know, I'm getting charged if it's 150 miles away or in a bogus category, or some guy said he even had someone calling asking if he was hiring, and then he got charged for that. So with this, you'd only get charged for it if it was an actual lead, someone that's calling about your service, looking for an estimate. So that's the nice thing. And our Google Guaranteed department monitors all of that for you. So, you know, you don't have to worry about, oh, am I getting charged for, you know, calls that aren't even leads, because it's all tracked on the dashboard for quality assurance. So I think if Rob's the type of guy that is heavy in his marketing with the construction business, I think that he would absolutely flip over this Google Guaranteed section, because I'll send you an email on it. I might have already sent it to you before, but the companies that are Google Guaranteed, they stand out on the first page because they're the only ones that'll have that green check mark next to their name, and it'll actually say Google Guaranteed. So I'll send you an email so you can kind of show him the samples of what that would look like. And if he wants to participate in that, all you would have to pay today, later when we talk with him, is the $598 plus the $250. So it would be like a little bit under $850 total to get started. And then that way he'd be set up on everything. You know, he'd have the Google Ads running. He'd have the local map optimization, and he would also have the Google Guaranteed section. And I know that you guys will love that because it's so new. So you'd be kind of ahead of the curve on it. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'll talk to him about that also when I go meet up with him. And you're sending an email on it again?
Yep, I just sent you an email on the Google Guaranteed section just so you can see, you know, the companies with the green check mark and how they stand out and have a little bit more information on it. But, of course, if he has any questions, you know, we can tackle it later when you call me, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so do you have any other questions for now, or should we just table it?
I will, but I'm going to wait until I meet him. So he just texted me 15 minutes ago saying they're about to finish up over there. And again, he only lives a mile and a half away from me. So he's steady with work. So it was like he's got a son. His son's the one that created the Brightview Roofing. Rob's been roofing for 28 years, so he's got a consistent flow. But we got a whole nother roof crew that we could be using, and we need immediate leads in order to sell more, in order to get the other crew consistently working instead of them working once every 3 or 4 days right now. So we're amped up. Yeah, we can handle a lot more business than we have right now is what I'm saying. So
okay, yeah, yeah, and that's why I think that add-on program would be phenomenal for you, because once you pass the background check and they call you to do the activation budget, they would turn the leads on instantaneously, so there's not an additional waiting period, you know, once that. So can you tell me one more time, just so I can put it in my notes, who was that he passed the background check with already?
So through Owens Corning, Owens Corning is it? Yeah, they're a roof manufacturer, just like GAF or CertainTeed, and so they have preferred programs by these different shingle manufacturers, so you stand out amongst the crowd rather than chucked in a truck. So what it lets you know as a residential homeowner, if you're online and you see Brightview Roofing, you may call us and say, hey, are you guys a preferred contractor with Owens Corning or with GAF? So, and what Owens Corning does to make sure they're that certifying chuck in a truck, they do the background check, they do the financial check. You have to have X amount of money in the bank, and then they do the credit check. They do all of these checks and balances to make sure they're certifying a legitimate company with a reputation that does good work. So, and then they check 100 different roofs that you've done. There's a whole process for it. So,
okay, that's huge. That's going to add to credibility. And what I want to do is promote that on the website too, you know, if we can, that you're certified through, because that adds to, you know, I'm really big on conversion. You know, our specialty is exposure, you know, meaning putting you in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time they need you. Google calls that a micro moment. But I also want to make sure that once they find you, that they already have the warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So, you know, that's the beauty of it is that anything like that that we can use to add to your credibility, I'm going to, you know, promote that on the website for you. And so you said that's the same as like a GAF preferred program. I'm just putting that in my notes. Okay. All right. You got it. Okay. Yep. So I'll talk to you later. And then I'm here until 7 o'clock Eastern. So, you know, just in case his, you know, 15 minutes pushes back to later, I'm here, you know, pretty much pretty late your time every day. Okay.
Okay. Hey, thank you. I'll be in touch with you shortly.
Sounds good, Danny. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.